History Check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. On Friday, Cornwall went to vote on the septic study group, and to vote on that septic study group vote on Friday in Cornwall, the study group vote was 164 yes and 48 no. In Great Barrington, a story from the BerkshireEdge.com, after abandoning a proposal from a developer to lease the former Housatonic School, the select board voted last Monday to completely rewrite a request for proposals. Over the last 8 years, the town has tried to find a buyer for the building and sent out several requests for proposals that yielded no fruit, according to the article. The Housatonic-based Grey House Partners had proposed to lease the school building but was rebuffed by selectmen last month. Well, the Community Development Corporation of South Berkshire can now move forward with its plan to build an affordable housing complex at 100 Bridge Street after receiving the go-ahead from the select board. The board voted unanimously to grant the special permits to work in a floodplain and in the town's water quality protection overlay zone. The $17.2 million 100 Bridge Street project will build 45 new affordable rental units known as Bentley Apartments and simultaneously relocate contaminated soil on the 8-acre site along the Housatonic River in downtown Great Barrington. For the past 6 years in Ankrumdale, Neighbors Helping Neighbors has provided higher education grants to help the town of Ankrum students who graduate from high school and then attend an accredited college, community college, or vocational school. Those grants intended to help students pay for food, clothing, books, or transportation during the academic year. The Neighbors Helping Neighbors has awarded 36 grants this year. Grants went out to Leslie Boyce, Alyssa Cleveland, Sydney Cleveland, David Ditto, Sarah Mason, and Annette Sturdvant. Roadwork alert and delays expected on Woodwoods in Wingdale, New York. Fiber mat resurfacing by the Highway Department, and this should happen the 29th and the 30th. So be aware of that work that's going on in Woodlands in Wingdale, New York. The Kent Volunteer Fire Department has a special executive meeting tonight set for 7:30. Coming up on Wednesday, the Sharon Summer Concert Series continues at the ball fields in Sharon Valley from 6 to 8 p.m. on Wednesday night. Creamery Station, Blues, Rock, Bluegrass, and Reggae. That happens at Veterans Field. It's free and open to the public. Coming up on Wednesday night, the Dover Town Board will have their regular meeting at Town Hall. That will start at 7 o'clock. Kent Sidewalk Festival will run August 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, 4 full days. Sponsored by the Kent Chamber of Commerce with Kent Green Shopping Center, Cosi's Pizzeria, and Fat City Screen Printing. The 9th annual Kent Car Show will take place August 3rd from 4 to 8 p.m. on the Kent Green. Great Barrington Firefighters Association has their Main Street Car Show coming up Thursday. That happens at 4:30 until 9 p.m. on Main Street in Great Barrington. The 11th annual exhibition of the Norfolk Artists and Friends has invited 9 guest artists to join its 26 members for a multimedia show, including prints, paintings, and sculpture. The show is sponsored by Yale and Norfolk Chamber Music Festival and will be shown in the Patel Steckel Gallery on the estate, 20 Litchfield Road, a preview set for August 1st, 5 till 7 p.m., followed by the opening reception on the 2nd from 5 till 7:30 with wine and refreshments. Kent Park and Recreation has their summer concert series continuing August 1st with the Joint Chiefs, 6 o'clock at Kent Town Hall. Sharon Park and Recreation has their regular meeting coming up on Thursday, 6:30 at Sharon Town Hall. Also coming up on Thursday, in the town of Ankrum, the planning board meeting will happen at 7 p.m. 8th annual Sunset Music Series continues on Thursday with Blue Yonder. That runs from 7 until 9 p.m., and that happens at the Canaan VFW. Dewey Hall on Main Street in Sheffield presents a traditional and New England acoustic musical duo. Keith Murphy and Jan Flaquet take center stage August 1st at 7:30. More information at 413-229-2357. St. Andrew's annual tag sale in Kent will take place August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Friday from 8:30 till 10, early bird sales, $10 admission, 10 to 4, free admission. Saturday, 10 to 4, free admission. And Sunday, 8 to 4, 11:30 to 2:30, free admission. Hotchkiss Library of Sharon has their 23rd annual Sharon Summer Book Signing on Friday evening from 6 till 8 p.m. Wine, cocktails, and hors d'oeuvres, admission $40, followed by author's dinners. By the way, author's dinners are sold out, but you can get into the book signing with cash, check, or even a credit card. Also, their annual used book sale happens on Saturday and Sunday, Saturday 10 to 4 and Sunday 10 till 2. Local writer and poet Abby Gallagher will guide adolescents grades 6 through 9th in a writing workshop on Friday. The library is located on South Main Street, Route 82 in Pine Plains. You can register at 518-398-1927. Sharon United Methodist Church will have a half-price sale on Saturday from 9 till 3 in the Cool Church basement. There's lots of different items there. For more information, 364-5814. The 60th Annual Craft Fair will be on the green in Sharon on Saturday from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. 60 different vendors have signed up for this. You can shop, stroll, visit, and enjoy. The Mount Washington Church Fair will be held on Saturday from 10 till 3 at the corner of Crossroad and East Street in Mount Washington, with interactive activities for kids of all ages, food, live music, silent auction, white elephant tent, free door prizes, vintage clothing, local art raffles, and antiques roadshow with appraiser Charles Frint. Weintog Heritage Land Trust offering the opportunity to view interesting plants and late summer wildflowers in bloom during a wildflower walk. It'll happen August 3rd at 10 a.m. in the Cobblebrook Vista Preserve on Studio Hill Circle. The leader of the walk will be Karen Kalmpothwaite. Noble Horizons welcomes former Stanford University professor Kim Maxwell, who founded the companies that invented the modern dial-up modem and worldwide standard for DSL. They'll be speaking at 11 a.m. on August 3rd at 17 Cobble Road. Standard Space in Sharon has a show with Purdy Eaton. The opening reception will be Saturday the 3rd from 5:30 until 8 p.m. Berkshire Country Store Hot Dog Eating Contest is being held. It's being held on August 4th, that's Sunday at 2:15, at the Berkshire Country Store. It's part of the Weekend in Norfolk activities, which run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. More information on Weekend in Norfolk at weekendinnorfolk.org. Sunday evening concerts on the north deck of the Canaan Depot in Canaan, Connecticut. This Sunday will feature Molly Kate. It's put on by the Cranford Club, produced by the Music Lab. It starts at 5:30. If it's raining, they move it inside. Michael Brown will offer a free outdoor concert at Noble Horizons on Sunday beginning at 6 p.m. Pack a picnic, enjoy Pondside after the concert. Registration and table reservations are available at noblehorizons.org or at 860-435-9851. The James DeSillo Canaan Exchange Club golf outing will take place on August 5th at Wyandotte Country Club in Great Barrington, with proceeds going towards scholarship for students from Canaan and Falls Village. More information at 860-362-5095. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 27,192.45, the NASDAQ at 8330.21, and the S&P 500 at 3025.86. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.